We know that of all the enemies and villains that we've had in Jewish history, and specifically in Tanakh, from Nimrod to Paro to Bilam, Lavan is the worst. Lavan, as we say in the Haggadah, Lavan, Bikesh La'akores HaKol, he wanted to uproot everything. And even though, as the Maharal says, the reason that Lavan's hatred is because there's no reason for it. He just hates the Jewish people. It goes from this great relationship with Yaakov to all of a sudden wanting to say that I could hurt you. As Rabbi Soloveitchik explains, when he says, Yesh lekel yadi la'asos imachem ra, I could do to you in the plural, meaning I would even kill your children. That's how bad Lavan is. Why is it that Lavan wants to stop Yaakov? What is it about our enemies that bothers them so much about the Jewish people? Something that we are experiencing in real life, in real terms, today as we look around the world. As Lavan is trying to chase after Yaakov, Yaakov escapes from Lavan's house after 20 years of working for him and all the trickery and the deceiving. He has enough and he gets up and he leaves. And Lavan is told, Vayugal l'Lavan b'yom ha'shlishi ki barach Yaakov. Yaakov leaves and it's told to Lavan that he has left. So Lavan goes to chase after him. And that night, before he reaches Yaakov, Hashem appears to Lavan in a dream and warns him against attempting to cause any harm to Yaakov, which indicates that Lavan wanted to hurt or kill or destroy his family. So what is it about them? The Balaturim shares a remarkable idea about who is telling Lavan. The Torah just tells us, Vayugad l'Lavan, says the Balaturim, the person is a similar language to what we find in Sefer Shemos. When the Jewish people as a whole leave Mitzrayim, it is told, Vayugal lemelech Mitzrayim ki barachom. Same language. And says the Balaturim, he quotes a Medrash that this is Amalek. The Amalek, the person, informs Lavan of Yaakov's escape. And Amalek, the nation, informs Paro of Bnei Yisrael's escape from Mitzrayim. The Medrash clearly referring to both the Amalek as the person, the Amalek as the nation. As you read in Parshas Vayishlach, Amalek as the grandson of Esav was old enough to report Yaakov's escape to Lavan. What is the similarity between these two? Amalek, we know, is always there to stop the destiny of the Jewish people. They didn't want to bring, as the Netziv says, they didn't want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world, divine intervention, Ashkacha, how to run the world and rule the world and be a part of the world properly. They wanted to stop it. That's why Amalek does all the way in Shemos, they don't want the nation of Israel to leave Mitzrayim. And that's what's happening here. Yaakov goes back and forth from Padan Aram back to Eretz Yisrael is really the Jewish people's. It's symbolic of the Jewish people's experiences in Golos, in Geula, and their eventual return to their homeland. This is Amalek. Amalek is always opposing our destiny. They take on different masks. Sometimes it's the Nimrod, sometimes it's the Bilam, and sometimes it's the Lavan, who's the worst of them all. But with an understanding that no matter what enemy is going to come, whether it's the Amalek as an individual, the Amalek as a nation, the Amalek in different masks throughout history, our return is always going to beat out whatever they try to stop. And this is what Yaakov does. As much as he's told, Yaakov is assured by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we are assured as a nation, the eventual return and the eventual Geulah.